Recording seems to be taking a moment to get going. Okay, there we are. We are recording. It is 8:30 on December 21st. Dr. Cornwall, if you'll call the meeting to order, we'll take a roll call.
Okay, this meeting of the Arizona Board of Physical Therapy is in session, and let's start with a roll call.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes, here.
Dr. King?
Here.
Dr. Bastillo?
Here.
Mr. Greer? Mr. Greer is absent. Mr. Leone?
Here.
Mr. Barton? Mr. Barton, you're muted. Mr. Barton? He's muted. We'll come back to him. Ms. Cardoza?
Present.
Ms. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Richardson?
Present.
My name is Judy Chepius. Mr. Barton, are you here?
I am. I apologize. I didn't get my mute undone fast enough, but I'm here.
No problem. Okay. Mr. Greer is the only one absent. Dr. Cornwall, the meeting is yours.
Okay. First order of business is minutes, review, consideration, and then action. First is October 26, 2021, regular session. Are there any changes, additions, corrections? Hearing none, I move that we adopt the minutes for October 26, 2021 regular session.
Second.
Any discussion? Let's call the vote.
It has been moved and seconded to adopt the October 26, 2021 regular session minutes. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Here, yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, next is October 26, 2021, Executive Session A.
Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, I apologize, but if I could ask that members Barton and Leone possibly consider changing their vote to abstention. My recollection is that they weren't present for that meeting, but I could be misremembering.
No, you're correct. I wasn't there for that meeting. I recall in one of the previous meetings, though, somebody had mentioned that if you review the minutes, that you could still vote on it. But if that's not the case, I'm happy to abstain from it.
It would. That's a good question, and I appreciate that. It's the minutes and the audio recording.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it's like you would have been there.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah,
well, I'm happy to change my vote on it.
But yeah, I will as well.
Thank you. If we could, Dr. Cornwall, just have kind of a redo.
All right, let's take that roll call again.
just for clarification, October 26th, Mr. Leone, you were absent from that meeting as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we are going to re-vote for this the minutes from the regular October 26, 2021, regular session meeting. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Abstain.
Mr. Barton?
Abstain.
Thank you.
The okay. Motion passes.
All right, thank you. Next is October 26, 2021, Executive Session A. I move that we adopt the minutes for October 26, 2021 executive session in A.
Second.
Were any discussion, corrections?
The only correction I have under board members that weren't present is my name spelled incorrectly. It should be G-I-O, not G-E-O.
Okay.
We'll make that correction.
All right. Anything else? Then let's call the question.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the October 26, 2021 Executive Session A meeting minutes. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Abstain.
Mr. Barton?
Abstain.
Motion passes.
All right. Next is October 26, 2021, Executive Session B. Just remind everybody for Executive Session minutes, if there's any changes of substance, we need to go into Executive Session. But I'll move that we adopt the October 26, 2021, Executive Session minutes B.
Second.
Discussion.
Who did the second? I'm sorry.
Bustillo.
Thank you.
The only thing I have is same correction as the regular session agenda. Just my name was incorrectly spelled.
Okay. Anything else? Then let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the October 26, 2021 Executive Session B meeting minutes. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Abstain.
Mr. Barton?
Abstain.
Motion passes.
All right. Last is November 30th, 2021, regular session.
I move that we accept the minutes for the November board meeting.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion, corrections, additions? I move, let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the November 30th, 2021 regular session board meeting minutes. Dr. Cornwell?
Abstain.
Dr. King?
Abstain.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer is absent. Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, let's move on to item 4A, review, consideration, and possible action on physical therapist applicants requesting ADA accommodations. Number one is Catherine Berry. And if I'm not mistaken, Ms. Berry is here.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that you would be willing to ask questions if there are any by board members.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So, if you have questions, she's happy to answer them, or I'll entertain a motion.
I also prepared some statements, if that's appropriate.
Yes, why don't you go ahead?
So good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the board, and thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak on my own behalf. I'd like to respond to some of the points that were made at the last meeting, as well as elaborate a bit on how my disability impacts my test-taking ability. So first thing I'd like to address was the history of accommodations, and I'll just take a quote from the last meeting. It does not appear to me that the applicant has a disability that impairs a major life function. And my response to that would be that unless the board has a set criteria with which they base this claim, the argument being made is arbitrary and capricious. Furthermore, my psychiatrist determined that I do demonstrate the need for accommodations based on a thorough one-hour evaluation. I feel that the board's duty to ensure any student requesting accommodations goes through proper channels to provide evidence of an official diagnosis and supporting paperwork. However, I respectfully submit that it is not within the board's purview to contradict the recommendation of a medical expert. I also obtained a letter from my resource teacher from when I was in elementary school. So I'll just read a couple lines from that. She writes, Catherine was identified as a student with a learning disability when she was in first grade. She had an individual education plan that included specialized instruction and on specific reading and math goals, as well as learning accommodations. These accommodations were to support her success while learning in the general education classroom, as she had difficulty attending to tasks and following directions. I'd also like to point out that with my particular type of ADHD, inattentive type, very oftentimes it goes undiagnosed, and so therefore it's hard accommodations. But just because there wasn't a diagnosis doesn't mean there wasn't a need. And I struggled twice as hard as my classmates to do as well as I have up to this point. I also have a history of retaking exams and retaking classes in high school, college, and grad school. I'd also like to point out that the standardized tests that I've taken to this point, such as the SAT and the GRE, are about 2 hours of multiple choice questions with more time per question compared to the NPT, which is about 5 hours, and it's a quicker pace. And then moving on to the comment that was made about that I've been prescribed a medication. Prescriptions require a lot of fine tuning to arrive at the optimal dose, time, and medication type. And my diagnosis is still pretty recent, so my psychiatrist and I have not gotten to an optimal dose for me yet or prescription. And then quickly, just to go into a little more about how my disability affects test taking, with regard to the request for additional time, with ADHD, I have sort of a poor conception of time and time management. Poor focus leads to me rereading questions. I'm easily distracted by external stimulus and internal thoughts. I have poor mental manipulation, which means that I often have to draw things out or physically move through emotion, which takes more time. And historically, due to all of the above factors, I run out of time on tests and have to guess randomly on questions. Therefore, more time would allow me to demonstrate what I actually know, which is, of course, the point of the test and the point of ADA accommodations. And then with regards to the request for a separate room, again, I'm extremely distracted by external stimuli, such as other test takers and test proctors. As a symptom of ADHD, I have a habit of performing stimming behaviors, which help me stay focused, but they make me self-conscious that I'm being a distraction to other test takers. And so in conclusion, I just wanted to say, in light of the information that I've shared this morning, I respectfully ask the board to reconsider my request for accommodation so that I may perform on an equal footing with my peers and demonstrate my full ability.
Thank you. I doubt that there would be anybody on the board who doubts your diagnosis. The ADA relative to this is that ADA is not intended to make sure you pass the exam. It's intended to give you access to the exam. So what life activities does your disability impact? So taking an exam is not a daily activity you do. Mm-hmm. For example, in your clinical rotations, did you have any accommodations in your clinical rotations?
No, I don't have a physical disability.
Okay, but you have a learning disability. Did that impact your clinical rotations?
I didn't have any accommodations for that in my clinicals, no.
Okay, so you did just fine in that regard, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do any other board members have questions?
No.
No,
I have a motion.
I would move that we approve her request for an ADA accommodation based on the information she shared with us, expanding on her application.
Is there a second? I'll second it. Any discussion?
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. I'm still inclined to not pass this. She's not showing that it's impacting her daily life, only test taking capabilities. Again, I agree with the points that Dr. Cornwall made about having access to the examination. She has access to the examination. I feel like without problem, and she has had to function with test taking and clinical rotations and holding a job and, you know, getting through life without other accommodations.
Any other comments?
Yeah, I mean, my concern too would be, you know, we see a lot of these, at least during my time on the board. And it just seems like there's kind of a standard that we've gone off of as far as how, you know, whether they get approved or not. I would be hesitant to go against what our past, you know, standards have been on similar cases, risk that becoming something that people can, you know, come back and, well, why didn't you approve me, you know, and I had the exact same situation going on. And I appreciate Ms. Berry, you know, bringing all the information additionally that she has, but that would be my hesitancy with approving as well.
Mr. Cornwall, I actually have a couple more questions for Ms. Berry as I'm kind of mulling this over.
Go.
Ms. Berry, you mentioned that you had taken other exams. Is this the first exam that you have requested these accommodations on?
It is, yeah.
And what is, I guess what I'm trying to understand is, what is the difference between this exam and the other examinations you've taken for college and throughout high school, that you feel like you need this extra time on this exam and you didn't on the others?
I think that comes down to the fact that this is such an endurance test. I mean, a 5-hour test, 250 questions, is the most challenging test that I've ever had to take in my academic career. And while I've been able to compensate to get through, the other tests that I've taken, this is certainly pushing the max of my ability. And I had to take a PEAT in my program to be able to go out on my clinical rotations. And again, with that, I did run out of time. I had to retake it. So there's definitely a history of struggling with this. It's not the first time that I've had trouble with test taking.
And have you previously attempted this test unsuccessfully?
So I took it in October, yes, and I did not pass.
Okay. And you previously, did you have to retake any of your other tests in order to pass?
Are you talking about like the GRE and the SAT?
Yeah, like when we're talking about the GRE and the SAT, those kind of tests.
Right. So I only ever took those tests once with scores that were sufficient enough to get into whatever program I had to apply to.
Okay. So this is the first test that you've really requested these accommodations, and it's done kind of after on your second attempt for this test. You didn't request accommodations on your first test, correct?
I had attempted to. Unfortunately, it's very difficult to get in to see a psychiatrist. Takes months and months. So I had started the process back in July, after I was, you know, done with my clinicals and I had more time to pursue it, because it is a very, you know, elaborate thing to call, get on waiting lists, talk to doctors. And so the earliest I was able to get was right after the test, which was very unfortunate, but.
Okay. And that meeting right after the test, was that your first diagnosis with this disorder?
It was.
Okay. That is all I have, Mr. Cornwall.
Okay.
I'm leaning towards a no vote just because I feel like what we I'm concerned about the fact that Ms. Berry seems to have done really well in all of the other exams, and I think given that and given the addition of new medication, I think we should give give Ms. Berry the opportunity to let that medication work and give it a shot. If the medication is inefficient or it is not working, I can understand maybe taking a third look at this later. But given those changes that and the fact that, you know, she's been successful throughout most of her life, it sounds like, with this diagnosis, I think that's probably reasonable.
Dr. King, do you have anything to add?
No, I think that the question's clarifying a little more about the frequency of her requests for ADA accommodations. Sir, was an excellent question. Thank you, Josh, for clarifying that. And would tend to request to pull back the, I know we have a first and a second, so we can vote on it, but it's helped me understand that it's not really something I can support.
Okay. So, and unless there's any other further discussion, I'll call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the request for ADA accommodations for Catherine Berry. Dr. Cornwall?
No.
Dr. King?
No.
Dr. Bastillo?
No.
Mr. Leone?
No.
Mr. Barton?
No.
Motion fails.
Thank you, Ms. Berry, for attending and giving us additional information. All right,
thank
staff,
you.
If you have questions, staff will be happy to help you.
Okay. Thank you.
Dr. Cornwall, members of the board, would you mind entertaining a motion just to reaffirm your previous vote to deny the request?
Just do another roll call.
I make a motion to deny the request for ADA accommodation.
Thank you. And Dr. King, if we could just modify that to reaffirm your prior decision to deny her request for ADA accommodation.
Right. Thank you. I understand. All right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So reaffirm the original board decision to deny her ADA accommodation. Got it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But we don't need to go through individual votes again, do we?
We do. If we could have a second for the motion, and then Dr. Cornwell, if you don't mind, a roll call vote.
Second.
Thank you.
Okay. Judy, let's go ahead and call that motion.
It has been moved and seconded to reaffirm the board's prior decision to deny ADA accommodations for Ms. Berry. Dr. Cornwall?
I guess in this case, it's a yes.
Correct.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Let's move on to 4A2, Nicole Konevsky. And by any chance, is Nicole here? All right. Anyone would like to start off with a motion?
I move to deny the request for ADA accommodations.
Second. King, second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Any discussion?
You know, in the interest of being consistent here, I feel that this candidate has similar issues, and she did not require ADA accommodations for her undergraduate work. So if there's something special that's going on, she, you know, might want to address the board, but I don't feel that we're denying her access to the testing at all, and she has the opportunity to show us what she's able to do.
Any other discussion?
And I also saw that she hasn't attempted the exam at this point. So, you know, I would be curious to see going in, how would she do on that first attempt at the exam prior to even, you know, requesting any of these accommodations?
Okay. Anything else? Judy, let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to deny the request for ADA accommodations for Nicole Konevsky. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastille?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Next is Courtney Marley. I think this is similar to the previous two. I'll move that we deny her request for ADA accommodations on the NPTE and AZ law.
Second.
Discussion. I'm assuming that Courtney's not here. I don't. Okay. Unless there's additional comments or questions, let's call the vote.
It's been moved and seconded to deny the request for ADA accommodations for Courtney Marley. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastille?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. We are on to item 4C, review, consideration, and possible action on physical therapist applicants who graduated from foreign educated programs that are not U.S. accredited. Number one, review, consideration, and possible action regarding educational equivalence, option to license or require a supervised clinical practice period, and or eligibility for NPTE AZ law exams. Irini Gergis?
Yes, and she is substantially equivalent as well.
All right, by any chance, is she here? Okay, questions or a motion?
I move that we accept the application of, you said her name really well.
Oh, flattery will get you everywhere.
pending passing of all examinations.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second discussion. Karen, I noticed that you did not include a supervised clinical practice period. Maybe that was going to be an addendum to that. I went back and forth on this. As I remember, she's a graduate from a Canadian program.
Correct, yes.
Which is not that different. It is different, but it's not dramatically different than the U.S. And so I went back and forth on whether or not to really require a supervised clinical practice period. I would be interested to hear other people's opinion on that. And then if necessary, we can modify the motion or rescind it and start over. but I would like to hear other people's thoughts.
I guess I could go either way myself. I do work with a number of Canadian physical therapists in the professional practice class that I teach for ATSU, and they seem to have very similar practice standards to what we currently have here in the different provinces, and seem to follow very similar methods of practice to what we're doing here.
Do you think that are they at all confused about the financial end of physical therapy? Because that's usually what the hang-ups is. They don't quite understand, why do we have to document so much? What in the world is insurance, et cetera, et cetera?
Each province, from what I understand, has its own type of insurance situation, and so they don't have like a universal health care in each of the provinces. Especially in the ethics area that we discuss in this class, I feel like they have a good grasp of those types of issues and problems. Those in private practice in Canada do, I won't lie, have a higher standard of documentation, or at least they say that they do, because they are continually, as in the U.S., having to show efficacy to continue treatment.
Any other comments? Given that, I'm inclined not to modify or ask for a modification to the motion. So, but if you disagree, we can always vote that down and start over. Are you ready to call the question? Judy, let's go.
Okay, so just to clarify, we are not requiring a supervised clinical practice period for Irini Gerges.
Yes.
In this motion? Okay. It has been moved and seconded to approve Irini Gerges' application upon passing of the exams and completion of the application, including final transcripts. Dr. Cornwell?
And yes. she was found to be substantially equivalent.
Thank you. And she was found to be substantially equivalent. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
And Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
All right, next is review, consideration, and possible action regarding approving the supervised clinical practice period facility and supervising therapist proposed by the foreign educated physical therapist applicant, Apeksha Besekar. And is this person present by any chance? Okay.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Oh, okay. You are here. All right. Is there before we move forward with this, is there anything you'd like to say?
I have completed all the formalities and the requirements to join the clinics now, and I have passed the NPT in July 2021, and now I have submitted the application for need to do the SCPC practice before getting the license. So
correct.
Okay. If a board member had a question, would you be willing to answer it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Board members, either a motion or questions.
I don't have any questions.
I make a motion that we approve the application for the supervised clinical practice period, both the facility and the supervising physical therapist.
Second.
All right, now we have a motion, we have a second. Any discussion, questions? All right, hearing none, I'll call the question, Judy.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the supervised clinical practice period facility and supervising therapists proposed by Apeksha Besekar. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, we're moved down to agenda number 5B, applications recommended for approval of physical therapist assistant certification upon successful completion of the application, including receipt of transcripts and passage of the NPTE and or AZ law. The board will review, discuss, and may take action on the following applicants who provided an affirmative response to application questions related to their background. Rambana Coffin.
And Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, just a reminder, this is under your consent agenda. If nobody has any questions regarding either B or C, we could wrap everything up in one motion.
Oh, thank you very much for reminding me. I skipped right past that.
That's okay.
All right, so Mark, do we need to do B separate from C, or can we do both of them together?
If there's no objections to any of the names listed under either item, then you could entertain a motion approving the applications under B and C.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve all of the applicants under 5 B and C.
Yeah, actually, Dr. Cornwell, I misspoke. C, it would be terminating the board orders.
Yeah, so I just need to, under 4, but we can do them together, right?
Yes.
All right, so.
We could just say approving the recommendations as listed on the agendas under items B and C.
All right, I move that we approve the recommendations under 5 B and C.
Thank you.
Which means that if there's somebody that you would like to discuss, what we'd do is we would modify that and pull that one person out and vote on the rest. So is there anyone that would like to withdraw or remove one of the individuals?
This is Mr. Barton. I move that we approve the consent agenda as is.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second. King.
All right. Discussion? All right. Hearing none, let's call the vote.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the recommendations as listed in 5B and C on the agenda. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Can I just interrupt? I see that one of the gentleman, Dale Bryan, who was identified in 5C, is I see him on the call. So I just want to make him aware that his case was just heard so that he doesn't necessarily need to stay on the call if he doesn't want to.
Thank you for that. I appreciate you.
Okay. All right. All right. See, we are Moving on to item six, complaints and other disciplinary matters, review, consideration, and action. 6A is case number 2020, Nicole Raymond, physical therapist, review, consideration, and possible action regarding compliance with board order.
Good morning, members of the board. Ms. Chepius and I have undertaken an audit and review of probationary orders. So periodically over the next couple of months, you'll see some cases that we'll be asking for your direction on. This is one of those cases where Ms. Raymond had a board order, and we have changed the format somewhat in your cover letter to try and give you a quick overview of where they are in the status of their board order requirements. And in this case, she completed two within the timeline, partially completed one, and didn't complete the AZ law until after the board order had expired. I sought out her information to see if she could further explain it. That explanation was attached for your review. So now this is before you to make a determination related to compliance with the board order.
Okay. Is Ms. Raymond here by any chance? Okay. Do I have a motion?
This is Mr. Barton, and I don't know if I'm out of school on this, but my inclination on this, since it seems from what her response is and the fact patterns we see, it seems to be kind of just an administrative oversight of some kind on her end. My inclination is to assess the $260 penalty and withhold the probation. I don't know if that's inconsistent with our previous holdings here, but that would be my inclination.
My thought was to somehow provide her more time, or open up another complaint if she's still, but it sounds like she's completed everything, correct?
She has completed everything with the exception of we didn't have evidence that she notified her employers or third party payers that she was working on an expired license. She said in her response that her employers were aware, and because of the age of the complaint, she didn't know about the paper trail being archived related to notifying third-party insurance payers.
Okay.
Mindy, did she say that she had, but it was in an old email system that no longer exists?
That's what my interpretation was.
Okay. I'm in favor of terminating the board order. I don't know that she could even find people she needed to notify at this point. It's such an old issue.
I would agree with that. I don't think we have a motion, do we?
No, but I'm happy to turn it into one for discussion. So I make a motion that we terminate Ms. Raymond's board order that expired on 9/21.
Second.
All right. Any other discussion? Okay. Any other discussion, comments, questions board members have? Before we take a vote, okay, let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to terminate Board Order 2020 for Nicole Raymond, PT, that expired on 9/21/2021. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, we are moving on to item B, case 2040, Melinda Kane, also known as COI, physical therapist assistant.
Yes, in this case, the board order expired in October of this year. I contacted her to find out if she had any evidence of completing any of her requirements. We had nothing archived. She had not, nor had she contacted the board. But once she and I were communicating back and forth, she submitted information that was related to ongoing health problems that she had been experiencing for the greater part of at least a year. I submitted additional documentation that she supplied supporting her attestations about her health issues. She has not worked for the last 3 years since 2019. And so she was going back and forth. You can see in her response, she was going back and forth about whether or not she wanted to surrender her, voluntarily surrender her certificate. But that's somewhat problematic with an outstanding board order activities that are due. So it's put before you to consider further action related to the matter.
Thank you. I would like to move that we move into executive session for clarification of options.
Second.
We have a motion and second.
It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session to obtain legal advice. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes. We're going to move into executive session. I am stopping the recording at 9:17 a.m.